Let's go!
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Sean O'Reilly is sitting across from me, just removing the final few crumbs from her mouth.
I just had a breakfast bar and I just wanted to make sure I wasn't getting it all over the microphone.
So, Shauna, you had a bit of a banking issue.
I did. So, over the weekend, I had a bit of car trouble and I needed to call a mobile mechanic out to help.
Okay. Oh, nice. Yeah.
So,
they
he came
to
out.
The door and they
he came to the service station where I was pulled in with my car, which wouldn't drive. So, Brendan, lovely lad, came out. He helped me, he sorted it out. And then when it came time to pay, I said, how will I pay? He said, you can do cash, card or Revolut.
Oh, Revolut.
So I said, great, I'll do the Revolut because I have the money in that account. So he said, Grant, sure, you have my number because I rang you there a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
So I went into my call log and I saw...
So easy, isn't it? Yeah.
So easy. Yeah. Saw the number and I said, that's Brendan. That was the last call that I got. So I saved that number, went into my Revolut, sent €100 to that person. And said,
good value, Brendan.
Said,
fair
thanks
play
a million,
to you.
Brendan. Yep. And I said, there you go now. I've sent that to you.
Yeah.
And he goes, grand, it hasn't come in yet, but I'm sure it'll be in a second. Yeah. So he potters around and he kind of closes down the bonnet and I'm strapping Finn back into the car. And then he comes back and he was like, that hasn't come in. And I said, look, I can show you there on my phone. It's gone to you.
Yeah.
And he looked at the transaction. He said, that's not my phone number. And I said,
Shauna, you sent it to
God.
Random person.
Oh, when I say my stomach dropped, I was like, what? What do you mean there's such a number? So I just didn't know whose number it was. So what he did was he said, give me the number and I'll put it into my Revolut. Sometimes the person's name comes up it might, jog your memory. Somebody called Lily. So I said, who is Lily?
It's
I don't know any Lilies. Oh my God. So it turned out, it hit me like a ton of bricks. I'd received one of those scam calls a few minutes previously and I had sent it to that number.
Oh no.
You know, one of those automated scam calls.
That's the end of your money then, isn't
it? That's what I said. Well, that's it now. I'm absolutely done for here. And that's €100 that I'll never see again. But in fairness, I just tried. I sent the person a WhatsApp and I said, I've sent you money on Revolut by mistake. Could you send it back to me, please? Next thing, Lily comes back and says, no problem, I'll check my Revolut and send it back to me.
That wasn't a scam then?
I think her number was being used for a scam.
Used, yeah,
but it wasn't actually her.
Just from Lily's point
Lily
of view,
was
Lily is
a great
upstanding
person.
Citizen.
Yes. No problems with Lily. She sent back my money.
Right.
I was delighted. Brendan got his money. My car was fixed.
Everybody's
got sorted.
Happy.
But when I say... Yeah. The moment that he said, that's not my number.
Not coming through,
my stomach.
Oh, God, love it.
Oh, my God.
Because it's so easy. Because, I mean, like with, Bank of Ireland or AIB or whatever, they kind of say, you're about to send £100.
Yeah.
Are you sure you want to send this?
Yeah,
I'm really sure. Okay, could you just put in this code number? Yeah. Could you? And now just before we do it.
There's a few steps.
Whereas with this one, it's just fill in the number,
just
bang,
off
it's gone.
You go.
It's a bit too easy,
into
isn't it?
Into the mist of Lily or whoever.
I'm sure it happens to loads of people.
I'm sure
all the time.
Lots of people have done it.
So, what's your favourite biscuit? 087 4100.
Make me feel better. Have you done it too?
Gwen, how are you?
Good morning, Ian. I'm doing really well.
The power of positive thinking. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, I had to ask somebody what PMA meant yesterday.
Oh, PMA.
PMA.
Positive mental
attitude.
Yeah. Okay, and you don't know how many you're bringing to school this morning?
Not just yet. I'd definitely be bringing one out of four anyway, but that's just because there's two others in bed. They don't have school today.
Okay. And they're debating as to whether they should bother their... Whatever,
well,
getting
this
up out of the bed.
Yeah,
you know,
this is it. I mean, it's still, 20 to 8. So as far as they're concerned, we've loads of time.
It's the middle of the night, yeah. Of course it is.
Packing more or less is, yeah.
So you're saying no geography and no sport on Waffle?
Definitely not, please. Definitely not.
Okay. How would you be on, kind of culture and stuff like that?
I think that I might guess three anyway, maybe, hopefully.
Okay. So let's see how it goes. So, all right. Gwen Lockman. In a tie in the centre of the universe in County Kildare.
Today's waffle topic is
Sally Rooney.
Barry Rooney. Ordinary People.
That's not what it's called.
Oh, Sally. Sally Rooney.
Yeah.
Sally Rooney. Normal People. She's an author.
Yeah.
Metropolis, I think is the name of the book. Come on, lads, help me out. Sally Rooley.
Where's she from?
Author.
Where's she from?
I don't know where she's from. Is she from Loud Cork?
What did you say the name of the book was?
I don't know. I know I probably made up a word there.
Yeah, you did actually. Yeah, you've just invented another word. So that's an achievement in itself, isn't it? Intermezzo.
Intermezzo.
Oh, it's the new one. Normal people, you got. You said ordinary people first, but then you got right. She is an author, of course, and Conversations with Friends was the other one as well.
Yeah.
And she's from Mayo. She's from Castlebar in County Mayo.
Okay. Yeah. So it's true. It's true what they say. When you're in your car, you're shouting at the radio,
exactly,
and you know it all. And then when you're actually on the
everything.
Air, it's like And I heard Barry Rooney first, and I was going, who the hell is Barry Rooney?
Barry Rooney.
Barry.
See the fella who does the cash call? No, that's Barry Dunn.
That's Barry, yeah. That's a different Barry. Yeah, he might ring me today now. After
this. You never know, Gwen. You never know.
Ian, thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Have a great day, Gwen.
You too.
Call back anytime. See you. Bye. Intermezzo. Conversations with Friends, Normal People, Mayo or Castlebar. And author, that's what you're looking for. They were the five keywords for Sally Rooney. We've got Pat, first of all, on a voice note. 6:43 in the morning. Morning, Pat.
Morning, Nino. I'm up this early because I can't wait to come in and start a 12-hour shift on the Lewis. Thanks.
Now, Pat. I like it. So have a good day today, Pat. Good morning. I'm on my way to work, working at Galway Clinic at 8 o'clock. Listening to Today FM every day. That's what I like. I'm from Greece. Ah, good morning to you. This is from Anna, who is from Greece. Hope you have a nice day today. Anna, thank you very much. Good to hear from you this morning. And thank you for listening to us here at Today FM. We will keep you company. We've got the Darcys. They're on standby. The Darcys. Here we go.
Hi, Ian. Darcy's here from Clare. We're up this early as the wife, myself and the kids are on the way to Salou. Happy Monday. Woohoo!
Ooh, Salou. Well done, well done, well done. The Darcys from Kildare. The other Darcys, isn't it? There you go. Have a lovely time in Salou. Enjoy yourself. Very popular place with our listeners here at Today FM, Salou. So you enjoy yourself. You've earned this. You deserve this. Enjoy a bit of sunshine. Lovely. Morning, Eno. Paddy and Di here in Greystones. We're up this early because we got to be in the office for 7:30. It's now 6:45. Are you on schedule? Fantastic. Loving the commute. And we love the show, Eno. Oh, thank you, Paddy. Thank you, Di. Good to have you with us on Today FM. It's Fergal there as well. How are you, Fergal?
Hi, Ian. Fergal here. I'm up this early because I deliver pharmaceuticals to pharmacies and hospitals. Love the show. It's great company. I may drive around. Thanks, Ian. Bye-bye.
Fergal, thank you very much. And have a good day today. And we will keep you company, okay? So we'll just keep you, we'll do our best to keep you entertained, informed, play the music you love, all that kind of stuff. Give you an opportunity to win some moolah as well. And, of course, waffle coming up in about an hour's time as well. Well, a little under an hour. I'm up this early because this is from Laura, who's in Tipperary. How are you, Laura? I'm up this early because my lovely baby Dunica is teething, learning to crawl and really finding his voice. Laura in Tipperary, who sent us in not just a text, but also an all-important voice note. Thank you, Laura. Let's have a listen to Dunica. Ah, Dunica. It'll all be good in time. These things have to happen. Happen to everybody. Laura, you're a patient woman. I'm Shona, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
Earlier on, you were talking about your revolution, you're sending money to the wrong person and then getting it back from good old Lily.
Thank you, Lily. Fair play to you, Lily.
Somebody said you should do it sometimes by sending a euro.
That was a good point.
That's a good point.
It was, yeah.
But then it's kind of, you know, it takes the simplicity out of the whole thing.
Yeah,
send a euro and then send 99 after
but
that.
The stress of realising you've sent 100 to the wrong person,
yes,
it could be worth a few extra minutes.
Yeah. And then there's
the euro.
A QR code. Do you know that?
Yes. And that's what I did the second time I sent the money to
the
mechanic.
How do you get the QR code? He
gave it to me. He showed me his QR code and I scanned it phone. And it
so that's if you're right up beside the person, you can do that. Yeah,
but it's a good idea.
It is a good idea.
Cover yourself.
Anyway, all's well that ends well, and the car is moving again
in the
right direction.
And all the
fantastic.
Money.
Yeah. Everybody needs an exit strategy, and Coldplay have one, Shauna.
Yep. So Coldplay are going to release their 10th studio album, Moon Music, on Friday. But savour it while you can, because Chris Martin says that they will only release 2 more albums as a band, and that is it, and that is a promise. So they released a new interview, which was recorded actually in Dublin with Zane Lowe while they were here. It went live last night. He confirmed the news and he explained their thinking.
Including this one.
Two more. Two more. Yeah.
Okay, right.
We're only going to do 12 proper albums, and that's real. Less is more. There's only 12 and a half Beatles albums. There's only about the same Bob Marley. So all of our heroes, and also having that limit means that the quality control is so high right now.
Mm-hmm.
And for a song to make it, it's almost impossible, which is great. And so where we could be kind of coasting, we're trying to improve.
So 12 in total.
Sorry, I thought you said they're going to do 12 more albums. I said, my God.
They're going to be knocking them out every year. No, so this is going to be their 10th album, Moon Music, which is out on Friday.
Yeah.
But we've got 2 more and that's
after
it.
After that then?
Yes.
So this
12
10.
In total.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's this one coming on Friday.
Yes.
And then there's going to be another 2 after that.
Absolutely.
Okay. And was there a kind of a sideways kind of slag on bands that keep bringing albums out?
Well,
he
was just saying there's a high quality control and, you know, maybe it's best to just leave it when they're on a high as opposed to just dragging the arse out of it, basically.
Right. Fair enough. Thanks very much for that. More people tuning into The Penguin.
Yeah. So The Penguin's audience is growing. The figures are in and it's going well, which is great to hear. The first episode launched on the 19th of September and that performed really well. But the good news is that HBO have seen a jump for episode 2, 17% more tuned in to watch the second episode, which obviously means...
Now, Ger came to my... boudoir last
night.
Right,
yes, okay. I will ask nothing about that.
Interrupted me watching The Chase and said, they've dropped another one. I said, what? And she said, The Penguin, because we had watched the first episode and really enjoyed it.
I did too.
Very good.
I did,
So now apparently there's another one up there now.
There's another
on
one.
Sky Atlantic.
Yeah, that went live on Sunday evening.
Right.
And 1.6 million people tuned in to watch it live on Sunday. And then obviously through the week the figures will increase.
And it stars Colin Farrell.
It does.
And he's great. I mean, obviously...
Do you know, one thing I could not see past him?
Well, yes.
I just think he looks like Harry Molloy from Fair City. It's the image of him. It's very good though.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it.
Yeah. And the young guy, well, I don't want to give too much away.
No.
The young guy with him, I mean, there's a nice little dynamic
there
going
is.
On
it's
there.
Very,
isn't there?
Very entertaining. You know? Yeah.
And I like the woman Sophia as well.
She's amazing.
She's good. Yes, yes.
Very good.
The Penguin, as recommended by The Breakfast Show, available now on Sky Atlantic.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show, weekdays from 6 a.m.